Once again, the Trending 55 hot seat. We're pleased to be joined online by the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation for the province of Alberta, Doug Schweitzer, who joins us here. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. It's always good to be on with you.
Well, the main thing you want to talk about today is there's been a lot of investments the province has made recently when it comes to venture capital and the tech sector, and you know, over millions and millions of dollars that have been sort of invested into those kinds of things. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's kind of sort of happening there recently?
Well, this is a good news story for Alberta. We always talk about diversification in our province. It's kind of a conversation that's happened for going back 30, 40 years, and it's happening rapidly right now in the last 3 years in particular, where we've broken our venture capital investment record 3 years running. And you know, kind of what does that mean for Albertans? It means that there's thousands of jobs being created in our province and a whole bunch of new industries that we've always dreamt of creating and developing in Alberta, everything from financial services to energy transition technologies in the clean tech space to areas in the agricultural technology. We're talking about drones, and you have all these R&D happening in farms. So it's really technology that has applications across all of Alberta's economy. So that's why it's relevant to the communities of Peace River and elsewhere, is that you're seeing this growth happen outside of our conventional economic drivers of the, kind of the energy and ag space. We're seeing this happen now in so many different industries, which is really encouraging long-term for Alberta.
And when it comes to sort of the talk around, you know, tech startups and those kinds of things, what are kind of some things the province is sort of hoping to kind of see all happen there?
Well, it's really just amazing to see. Like, we've got all these companies now, and some of them are worth over $1 billion, and they have close to 1,000 employees, and they were homegrown, made in Alberta, started here, hiring our young people, hiring people with different skill sets. But not only is there success at the local level, but we're also starting to see big investments come into Alberta at the national level. So RBC, the big bank, set up an innovation hub in our province, hiring 300 people. You've got Amazon Web Services, one of the biggest companies in the world, making a multi-billion-dollar investment into our province. Again, lots of reasons to be optimistic about the future of Alberta right now. Not only do we have the energy prices that are going up, you know, I think I saw oil touch $90 here today, and that's going to help us long-term in many of our communities. But we also have agricultural opportunities. We're investing in irrigation districts. But on top of that, when you have the diversification of the tech and innovation space, that's one of many reasons why we're starting to see people move back to Alberta and move to Alberta. We've changed that migration. For the last 7 years, it's been challenging to get people to move to Alberta. Some people have left. But in the last half of 2021, we started to see this massive shift of people moving to Alberta. So it's just a really encouraging sign for the overall economic direction of our province.
And when we talk about all those kinds of sort of different technology that you've sort of mentioned there, how can that really sort of benefit, especially Albertans in sort of rural communities like here, up here, like say Peace River or High Level or whatnot, how could they really benefit from some of this sort of growth in the tech sector?
Every industry right now in the world is being impacted by artificial intelligence, machine learning. People have to become more and more efficient with what they do. And the fact that we have this expertise being built up in Alberta is going to allow the conventional economic drivers, whether it's agriculture, the energy industry, forestry, meet the demands of a global marketplace. So this is encouraging. It's going to help every single community grow and be viable long-term. On top of that, we're making a big investment into rural broadband, which is going to help people access educational services, healthcare, everything else that goes along with, you know, the different disruptive technologies that have been really accelerated due to the pandemic. So again, we're making sure that we focus on our rural communities and our smaller communities to make sure that they have access to, you know, that high-speed broadband. That's key. But on top of that, we have so many good news stories that are happening that are going to have a positive impact across Alberta. Plus, remote work. Companies have found that they don't necessarily have to have everyone in the office during this pandemic. So there's opportunities as well for beautiful communities like Peace River. You know, you got affordable housing, you got everything else. You can work there and, you know, work on the global challenges, global companies right from home. So lots of areas here to be excited about and how and why it impacts communities across Alberta.
And I'll kind of get sort of the diversification sort of point there. What kind of things, when we talk about diversification, you know, what kind of some different things that we could potentially see here?
Well, the biggest thing is just thousands of jobs being created in industries that don't necessarily have the big swings of a commodity market. So right now we're in a good run when it comes to natural gas prices, ag prices, the oil market's looking promising. But we've done that roller coaster in Alberta for, you know, decades. And when you have more and more industries coming in the financial services sector, you've got, you know, the clean tech space, you've got agricultural technologies. When you have that broader diversification coming into your economy, it just provides more stability. You know, there's more people that are focused more on diverse areas of the economy, which hopefully over time will reduce the roller coaster that we've experienced in our province.
I find that whenever we have Minister Schweitzer join us here, we always like to get in a little baseball talk. Of course, it is sort of the off season now, which is kind of functioned a little differently this year because of things. But certainly a lot of interesting things that are happening in the free agency earlier, like, you know, Max Scherzer going to the Mets. I think the Blue Jays picked up Kevin Guzman, I think his name was, from the Giants, but they lost, you know, Simeon went to Texas, Robbie Ray went to Seattle. What do you think are some of the kind of biggest moves that stand out to you from this baseball offseason?
Well, I think you identified me, Max Scherzer and the Mets. I mean, they're making a big run there, but the big news right now is hopefully they can get a deal done. We got to get spring training going. Spring training's supposed to start next month, and they still don't have their collective bargaining agreement done to actually have the season move forward. So hopefully that happens. And then the other big news that I was watching is that I can't believe Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens didn't make it into the Hall of Fame. The sports writers, I think, were out of touch with the reality of the steroid era of baseball, and those are just two of the best players to ever play the game, and they didn't put them in the Hall of Fame.
Well, as you kind of mentioned earlier, yes, we are still kind of waiting for that lockout to end. Now, as a fan of the National Hockey League, I hear the word lockout, I think, oh, God, they're going to like half the season there right there. But when it comes to, I guess, what's your guess, you kind of sort of level of optimism for how much of a season we may get this year?
My sense is that, you know, the players actually don't mind missing a little bit of February before the games start in March. So I wouldn't be surprised if this drags out through the month of February, but I would anticipate that we'll have spring training games in March, and yeah, I don't think it's going to impact too much of the regular season. It sounds like they're getting pretty close.
All right, well, since then, a little more optimistic than me on that point, but anyhow, the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, Doug Schweitzer, thanks for joining us in the hot seat today.
My pleasure. Thanks again for having me on.